We begin the current daf Masechet Seir and daf Pei test. We begin 6 lines down from the top of the Amud. We begin the new perek, the 9th perek of Masechet Seir, perek called Gagas. And that is, there is something called Eruv Chatzeres. That is, min haTorah, one is just not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, and from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachad. However, the Chacham were concerned that if we allow a person to carry, for example, from, let's say, his home, to the Chatzer, which is a Chatzer Sharam, which is commonly owned by many people, that they have rights of way in this courtyard, it's in some level similar to Rosh Hasharab, and that is many people traverse this area, and it's not a singularly owned property like a bias is. Therefore, they said one is not allowed to carry. However, they instituted a way to permit that. That's by what's called the Eruv Chatzeres, and that is everybody puts their bread into one person's home. Therefore, we view everyone as a resident in that home, and then the Chatzer is an extension of that person's property, like a regular person's yard that you're allowed to carry in there. Everyone is like they live over there, and that's called the Eruv Chatzeres. We're all joined together. Our mission discusses something similar to that, and that's regarding other domains, other areas of Shabbos, not just a bias and a chatzar, regarding do we view these as different areas, distinct, like just like homes are distinct areas, and therefore if they would want to carry from one home to another, that would require an Eruv, a joining together, because we view them as separate areas and the chatzar as separate areas, and therefore you would have to make Eruv Chatzeres. Or maybe not, maybe we view them as one large area, just like a person's home is one large area, and similarly we would make Eruv Chatzeres to view it as one large chatzar for the individual, the pluralistic individual. What would that be regarding these other areas? And that's where our Mishnah begins. Our Mishnah quotes 3 different opinions regarding these other areas on Shabbos. Our Mishnah begins, Kol Gagoy Seir, Rishos Achas. The first opinion our Mishnah says that all the roofs of the city are one domain, and that is, although as we had mentioned before, that those the dwellers below those roofs, which is the house themselves, are separate from 2 different people, the roofs themselves are not commonly used. And therefore we don't view them as separate areas. And therefore, the kalim, the vessels that had started Shabbos on that roof, is permitted to take it out to the other roof. It's considered one area. It's not considered separate. Like when homes are separate, that then you would have to go ahead and make an Eruv. You can't carry from one to another through the chatzer. Here, one is allowed to go ahead and carry from one roof to another, although they're separately owned properties. However, there is one stipulation. As long as the roofs are not higher, one from the other, yud, 10 tefachim, or lower 10 tefachim, one from the other. Because if there would be a separation of 10 tefachim of height from one roof to the other, then it would be forbidden to carry from one roof to another, which the Gemara doesn't explain what the reason would be. Why is that any different if there's a height difference of 10 tefachim? But either way, this opinion is saying that one is allowed to carry from roof to roof, although on the bottom, the buildings below it are separate properties, which are not allowed to carry from one to the other. Here, the roofs are considered an area which is not commonly used. Therefore, we view all roofs as if they're the same area. And you can carry from one to the other. That is Divrei Reb Meir. That's the opinion of Reb Meir. The second opinion of the Mishnah, the Chacham Maimrim, no. Kol Echad V'Echad Reshutz B'Fnei Atzmai. This is the more stringent opinion, that we view every area as if their own. And therefore, if let's say the dwellers below those roofs did not make an Eruv to join together, then one is not allowed to carry from one roof to the other. We view as if this building is separate and this building is separate, and my roof is my roof and your roof is your roof. And just like we can't carry from house to house, we can't carry from roof to roof. Reb Shimon, however, Reb Shimon says, he's the most lenient of all the three opinions. He says, Echad Gagas. This includes roofs, ve'echad chatzeis includes courtyards, ve'echad kafifas, this includes enclosures for non-residential purposes that are not more than an area of base assign. And since all of them are not commonly used on a steady basis, therefore, rishus achasein, we view all these areas as one large area, and you could carry from one to the other. You could even carry from one public courtyard to another public courtyard without an Eruv, according to this opinion. And Reb Shimon only requires what's called a Eruv Chatzeres, which generally you say you cannot carry in a public courtyard unless you make an Eruv with all the house together. That's only regarding to permit carrying from the house to the courtyard regarding those vessels, because that is a person, his own private property, to the public, the somewhat public area of the chatzer. That's a problem, because that can be concerned and confused with Rishus HaRab. But the courtyards themselves, you can carry from one courtyard to the other, and even to a Karfaf, and either to a Gag. We view them as all as not individualistic type of areas, because these are not areas that are commonly used, and we view them as in the same category. And anyway, they could all carry in all these areas, in these common areas together on Shabbos, even without an Eruv. However, Reb Shimon says, "Lekelim sheshavsu l'teichon." That's only in regards to the vessels that had started Shabbos in one of these three areas. Then you could take out from any one of these areas to the other. But this does not include to the vessels that started off Shabbos in the house itself, and then it was brought on Shabbos to the courtyard, because the people in the chatzar, all the dwellers, all the 10, 12, 15 houses, whatever it is, joined together in the Erev, so they're allowed to carry to the chatzar, then one is not allowed to take out from this courtyard, which you're allowed to carry now based on the Rebbe Chatzeres, to another courtyard, unless if those two courtyards are joined together because of the problem that you're carrying from the bayis to another chatzar, which is there's no Erev together, and then you again you're taking out from an individualistic area, which is the bayis, to a pluralistic area, which would then be the next chatzar. Therefore, that's when you need a Rebbe Chatzeres. And that you could carry from chatzar to chatzar is only when you're taking the vessels that started off in the chatzar to another chatzar, but to take from the vessels from the house, which then is allowed to take into the courtyard, your own courtyard, because of the Rebbe Chatzeres, that cannot be taken to a different courtyard. Again, back to the same old problem. It's essentially taken from the bayis to a chatzar, to a totally different type of a domain. So those are the three opinions in our Mishnah. Either we view them, as the Chacham said, everything is separate. It's my bayis, it's my gag, it's my chatzah. You can't carry from one to the other. Or you say like Reb Meir that says, no, the roofs are separate, and therefore all roofs could go from one to the other. The chatzeres are separate. Or you say, like the Reb Shimon that's the most lenient, says, no, roofs, courtyards, caravans, they're all in one big basket area. You could carry from one to the other. And therefore, there's only a problem if you're taking from the bayis to the chatzah, then you can't take to another chatzah. Now our Gemara begins to explain our Mishnah. Yosef Abaye bar Oven, Reb Chanina bar Oven, these two brothers were sitting. Yosef Abaye, Abaye was sitting amongst them when they were sitting and talking and learning. Yosef Abaye, they were sitting and saying. They were discussing this mission. They said, Bishlam Rabbanan Savi, we can understand what the Rabbanan's opinion are. And that is, they say that the roofs are separate roofs, and they're going to be forbidden to carry from one roof to another, because Keshem Shad Yurin Chaluk Lamata, just like the dwellers. I own this house. We're separate on the bottom, in other words, in the house itself. So Kach Yurin Chaluk Lamata, so the dwellers are separate on the top. It's my roof, it's your roof. I can't carry from my house to your house. I can't carry from my roof to your roof. Eli Reb Meir, Mike Savab, what does Reb Meir hold that he says that you could carry from one roof to another? Ik Savar, if he holds Keshem Shad Yurin Chaluk Lamata, if he says like the Rabbanan, they're just like the dwellers are separate on the bottom, so too they're separate on the top, so then Namai Rosh Hashanah Chasin. Why do we view all roofs as one domain? What do I mean? We don't view everybody's house as one domain because they're separate. Here too, the roofs are separate. So why are you allowed to carry from one to the other? And if he says, no, they're not separate roofs. A roof is not the same as a house. A house, we view your house as separate from his house. But a roof, nobody uses roofs. But then the question is, and so what would the reasoning be? Why is it that they're not separate? Because anything that's above 10 tefachim, we view as if it's one area, one beyond of what everything else is, and the roofs are above 10 tefachim from the ground. So therefore, we view it as all one area. If that's the case, and that's why it lets you carry from one roof to another, because that's not something that's usually within people's area that they use because it's so high up. So then, so then even if a roof is one higher or lower than the other, 10 tefachim should also be allowed to carry from one to the other. Why in the Mishnah did he say that I allow you to carry from one roof to another only if one is not more than 10 tefachim or higher than 10 tefachim from the other? But if it is a distance of more than a height or depth of 10 tefachim, then it's forbidden. Why is that? What's the difference? They're anyways Rishos Achasein. They're all, let's say, Makom Tur or Rishos Yad, whatever you want to call it. They're all that same area of Rishos Achas. So what's the difference if one's higher than the other? And then the Gemara answers, Amalu Abaye. Abaye told them to these brothers that were asking this question that that's not a difficulty. In truth, you're right, that they are not separate, and therefore they're one Rishos Achas. But what about the question of the height? Didn't you hear what Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi had said? That the Remei would said this other halacha, which sheds light on what he says here in our Mishnah. Anytime you find two different domains, that is, in other words, each one is standing on its own, but essentially, they're really one. That is, they really have one name. That, let's say, for example, they're both Rishus HaYachid. Kagain, for example, Amad Rishus HaYachid Gavaya Asara V'Rachav Dal. Let's say you have a pole in a Rishus HaYachid, which is my yard, let's say, and I have a pole that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. One is not allowed, me, myself, in my own yard, and I'll go ahead and adjust your load in the courtyard onto that pole. Even though Rishus of a chatzar of my own private yard goes up to the Shemaim, it's considered my Rishus HaYachid, still one cannot adjust his load on this pole. Even though they're both Rishus HaYachids and it's in my Rishus HaYachid, what's the reason? And that Remeya said, Gzeir Mishum Tal. that there's a concern because of, let's say, having a pile, a mound, or anything that's the height of 10 tefachim b'shus harabim in the public domain, that now that pole or this mound, this pile, will be a rishus hayachid because it has the dimensions of rishus hayachid because it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, and therefore in rishus hayachid you're not allowed to go ahead and adjust your load in it. Therefore, we said that in rishus hayachid you're not allowed to adjust in such a load because you might confuse and think that it's something that's permitted to adjust on, just like I do it in my yard, I can do it here. However, the difference is that in my yard, they're both Rosh Hashayachids. However, the same pole, the same mound in Rosh Hashayachid is a problem, because then now the Rosh Hashayachid is going to be carrying to Rosh Hashayachid. That's why we said you're never allowed to adjust on such a pole, or a beam, or a pile, because you might get used to it, and you might do it even Rosh Hashayachid. So based on that halacha of Remeya, he says, Hachinami, now you could very well understand our Mishnah, why if one roof is more than 10 tefachim than the other, that one cannot go ahead and carry. Again, it's the same gezeira, Mishum Tal B'Shus Rabim, because of a pile, because of a mound, Rishus Rabim. And that is, in the essence, you're right, really the roofs are all one Rishus, they're not Chiluki Rishuyas, that it's my house, my roof, and your house, and your roof. No, we view his own roofs as the same, because no one usually uses it. However, the reason why there's a discrepancy of the 10 tefachim law is based on because, as we say, anything that's more than 10 tefachim from the other one is in Rishus Ram going to be a problem. So therefore, even Rishus HaYachid, or here in this case of Gags, one is not allowed to carry from one to the other. So then the Gemara says, Asavimina, these two brothers, they thought, based on what Abai told them, that this Isser that he had introduced to them of this Gezerah of Tal was Afila Machteshes, even a mortar of Afila Gigas, even a barrel, anything in your private yard that's swings or something that's portable, even that's there, that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, you can't go ahead and adjust things on it because you might come to do it in Rosh Hashanah. So Amal Abai clarified for them. He says, Hachema, this is what the master had said. Remeir had only said this problem, this gezeira, only regarding a beam, a pole, or the amaser chaim, the base of the millstones. And that is because these things are a person establishes an area for these things, and therefore, essentially, they're similar to the tal, which is to a pile, which are things which are kavua, which are they stay there, and therefore, those type of things you could come to confuse in Rosh Hashanah and might do it in Rosh Hashanah. That's the problem. But things that are portable, like a mortar or a barrel, that we never said, and that wouldn't be a problem, even if it has the dimensions of Rosh Hashanah, you would be allowed to adjust your bundle on that in Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara asked, but you just told me that the fundamental principle here is that if it's something that's kavua, that this is where it generally stays, that then you cannot go ahead and adjust your load in it if it's more than 10 tefachim high, even Rosh Hashanah. But regarding a wall, Shebein Beis Chatzeris de Kavua, which is between two courtyards, that separates the two courtyards, which that's it's established over there, that's where it stays. Yet Va'am Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda says later on in this parak, he says, Kishatim Tzolayma, when you look into the words and the opinions of our Mishnah, Reb Meir, the Chacham, and Reb Shimon, he says you could conclude as follows. L'divi Reb Meir, according to the opinion of Reb Meir, Gagin Rishus La'atzman, we view all roofs in the city as if they're one domain, Chatzeris Rishus La'atzman, all the courtyards are one area. In other words, you could carry from all roofs to each other, from all court, and then courtyards separately with amongst themselves. And karfifas rishus atzman, and so too, enclosed areas for non-residential purposes are also then own area, and that one is allowed to carry from one public courtyard to another public courtyard without an air. Similarly, regarding a yachid, regarding individuals, you could carry from his chatzah to your chatzah. And that is just like, and what is essentially he's saying? He's saying that although Reb Meir and our Mishnah only spoke about roofs, but he says just like Reb Meir says that roofs are one area amongst themselves, so we understand that he means to say that same thing would apply to courtyards is also one area because it's not designated specifically for its own area like houses that I live here, and therefore it's just the courtyards is that many people use it, so therefore it's similar to roofs, which is not designated for one person because people don't usually use it. However, but from a roof to a courtyard, that would not be allowed. As he said, that he says as long as one roof is not higher than the other one, 10 tefachim, definitely, if it doesn't let you go from one roof to another, because there's somewhat of a difference that of a 10 tefachim, definitely he would not allow you to go from a roof to a courtyard. But ultimately, what he's telling us is that in Remeir's opinion, is that the roofs are separate, the courtyards are separate, and the karfifas are separate. Now, based on what he says regarding the courtyards, the Gemara makes the following inference to ask on what Abaya had said. Now, my lav, can we not infer that this that he said that the courtyards are going to be considered a separate area and that you could carry amongst all courtyards, the shari l'taltuli derech kaisel, means to say that you could even carry through the wall that separates the two courtyards. And therefore, obviously, we do not say the gzera of tal of a mound, because what we have over here is there's a height of 10 tefachim of a wall that mechitzas have to have a height of 10 tefachim, separating the two courtyards. Yet we could carry from one courtyard to another, even through the roof. Now, even through the wall. Now, how could you carry through the wall? The wall has the dimensions of a tal. It's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. And therefore, based on what you're telling us on the principle of the roof, that one is higher than the other 10 tefachim, that you said you cannot carry according to a meir because of this gezeirah of tal. If the gezeirah of tal, as you were saying, was by makom kavua, and that's how you answered our other question, but the wall is kavua and it's 10 tefachim high, yet we do allow transferring from one chatzah to another even through the wall. So obviously this halacha that Remeir says in our Mishnah, that one roof cannot be 10 tefachim higher than the other, is not based on what you're telling us of gezeirah tal. And that the Gemara says that Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes loy. It's not true, it's not a question from there regarding carrying from one courtyard to another, and obviously you're going through the wall, meaning over the wall, and that's going to be the problem of a height difference of 10 tefachim, even though it's kavua. L'hachnez lohitzi derech pesachim. What he meant to say was that according to Rav Meir, you're allowed to transfer from one courtyard to another, it meant through the entryways that you have between one courtyard and another. And that is, in essence, really, that the reason why in our Mishnah that he says it is usher from one roof to another if there's a height difference of 10 tefachim is based on the gzeirah of tal. And the case of chatzar to chatzar would not mean on top of the wall, it would mean through the wall when there's an entryway and they're considered separate chatzeres. Still, you're allowed to carry because all chatzeres are considered rishus achasim. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah that the second opinion was v'chacham ayimrim, the chacham said kol echad ve'echad rishus b'fnei atzmo. No, not like Reb Meir, definitely not like Reb Shimon. We view every area as its own. This is my roof, this is your roof, this is my chatzah, this is your chatzah. We cannot carry from one to another. We don't view them as one large area that they could carry from one to another. So the Gemara says, Imma, we learned machlekes in the chacham's opinion. So again, the chacham say you can't carry from one roof to another. But what's written in the roof itself? Rav Amar ein metatlan labai. One is not allowed to carry, according to Rabbanan, in a roof that's near another roof. Ela b'dalat amos, only in dalat amos of the roof itself that you're on, and that is because very simply that since according to the Rabbanan, each roof is its own area. As he said, we view them as this is my roof, this is your roof, and now they're breached. They're open, the one roof to another. So therefore, as the halacha always is, that when you're breached, when your area, your own private area, is breached totally to an issa that you're totally forbidden to, that's considered rishus prutza bimilu l'makom asula, and therefore you can't carry now. It's like you're in a karmelis or anything that's forbidden, and therefore you can carry up to dalat amos, but not more than that. You can't carry throughout your roof. He argues, mutal tatle b'kulei. One is allowed to carry throughout his entire roof. Again, you can't carry from one roof to another, as the Chacham's opinion, but you could carry in your whole roof. Now, why is that? One roof is open to another, and that's parts l'makom asula. So he says, because the walls that separate one building from another, from one dwelling to another below, you say the principle of good asik, which says we view the walls as if they going up to the sky. Now you have walls separating between one roof and another. But however, the Gemara clarifies this machlekes. B'mechitzas hanikaris, regarding visible walls, for example, if the buildings are not attached one to another, and that there's space between one building and another, so now the walls of each house is visible for the person that's standing on the roof. When he looks below, under his feet, he sees walls. There the kula amalei pligi, there nobody, even Rav doesn't argue that there you would say the principle, the halachic principle of good asi, that we view the wall as if it's extending upward. And therefore, because that's like similar to another accepted halacha, when you have an amud, a pole in Rishus HaRabim, that we say that's considered Rishus HaYachad, how so? On top of the pole, there's no mechitzas on top of the pole. It has the height dimension of Rishus HaYachad, but there's no walls on top of it. So why, if you throw on top, is that considered Rishus HaYachad? Because of good asik, we view as if that pole is surrounded with the walls all the way up to Shemayim. Therefore, it's surrounded. It is a Rishus HaYachad on top of the pole. And therefore, even Rav would not argue, if the buildings are separate, we would say that you can carry throughout the entire roof, and that it's not totally breached. We see the walls going up and separating it. Ki pligi, when is the machlokes of Rav Shmuel, b'mechitzas she'einin nekaris, with walls that are not recognizable. And that is when the roofs are attached one to the other, that the buildings are attached. And then the walls that separate the two dwellers are not visible, because when you're looking, you go straight from his roof to your roof. That is when we had the machlekes. On that, Rav Amar, Eimo Tatlan by El B'dalat Amos. Rav said, no, you can't carry more than Dalat Amos. You totally breached to the other person's roof, which is forbidden to you. It's a separate area, just like one house to another. And therefore, you can't carry more than Dalat Amos. Lo yamrina good asik michitzasa. In such a case where you don't see the walls, then you don't say good asik of the walls going up. Shmuel says, no, mutl tadabakula, you're allowed to carry throughout your entire roof. The Amrina Gurazi Mechat says, even in such a case where you don't see the walls, you still say that those walls extend upwards, and therefore you could carry throughout your roof, and he could carry throughout his roof. So the Gemara wants to bring a riot to Shmuel now from our Mishnah. So now we learn in the Mishnah. If you read the words of the Chacham, it says, V'chacham ha'mecham say, kol echad v'echad, each and every roof, and we continue on to Amud Beis, Rishus la'atzmai is its own area. Now the Gemara assumes right now, well, what does it mean it's its own area? That each one could carry throughout his roof. This is mine and that's yours. So the Gemara says, Bishleim l'shmul nicha koin l'shmul, makes a lot of sense because he said, even when they're attached, however we say, good asik mechitzasa, and the walls are going up and we separate it. That's my roof. It's totally separated and yours is your own area. El Rav Kasha, according to Rav, it's difficult. He says, you cannot carry throughout the own roof. It's only within Dalet Amis. But the terminology of the Mishnah of the Chacham's statement sounds like that each one is its own rishus. What does that mean? That means it's my rishus. I can carry throughout it. And that the Gemara says that Ami Bei Rav, that the students of Rav's yeshiva said Mishmeid Rav, the name of Rav, that terminology is not coming to say a heter, a permissibility for each roof. Rather, Shalo Yitaltal Beis Amis Begagzeh, U Beis Amis Begagzeh. It's coming to say an Isser, that even though I said on, let's say, each individual roof, you could carry Dalet Amis, but from one roof to another, you can't carry even Beis Amis in one and Beis Amis in the other, which would be only four Amis in total. Even that would be forbidden because that's what we're trying to say, that each one its own rishus, and therefore even if you go one tefach, from one rishus to another, that's a problem because you're doing haitzah from my domain to your domain, from my roof to your roof, and therefore that was the chiddush of saying each one's his own rishus. Not that I could carry throughout the whole thing, I can only dalet amis, but rather to say that I can't go to yours, even if it's within four, because of the problem of its totally different areas, and that was the chiddush, and therefore it's not difficult according to Rav. Now the Gemara again asked on Rav a similar type of question. V'amar Rav Elazar said, Kavina be'bavel havarmina, when we were in Bavel, we said the following statement. That Beirav Mishmei Derav Amri, that the students of the yeshiva of Rav, they said in the name of Rav, that Eimatalt Nuboy El B'Dalet Amis. They said, as we had mentioned before, that one is only allowed to carry on his roof within Dalet Amis. But Vahani Debe Shmuel Tanu, but the people of the yeshiva of Shmuel, they had learned, in other words, they brought a braisa that they had used to ask on the students of Rav that said, Ein Lehen El Gagan. The braisa says, that as which is the pin of the Chacham, that each roof only has his roof. And that is, you cannot carry to the other roof, let's say, as the opinion of Remeya or Reb Shimon. Rather, you can only carry on your roof. Now, the inference is, and this is the Raya to Shmuel, my ein lehen el gagan. What does it mean that they only have their roof? Which sounds like that you could only carry on your roof. Now, lav d'shari l'tatul b'kli isn't what it's trying to tell us, that you're allowed to carry throughout the entire roof. And that is, but in your roof you could, which is not like Rav. It's saying you only have your roof. What does it mean you only have your roof? Which means say only in my roof could I carry, but the whole thing. That's like Shmuel, not like Rav. And then the Gemara answers, Omi alimim mesnin, is this Rai from the Braisa better than the Rai we just had mentioned before from the Mishnah? Do a kimna shalei taltosh the amis begagzeh, shalei amis begagzeh. What did we answer in the Mishnah? What does it mean that each one is reshus b'fnei atzmoi? Doesn't mean that it's mine and that therefore I could carry throughout the whole thing. It means in contrast to the other ones that I can't go even two amis here and two amis there because I'm going from my roof to his roof. Achinami here also in the Braisa, what it means to say is, what does it mean I only have my roof? It means to say, even when we're to go, beis amis begagzeh, two amis on my roof, two amis in the roof, that would not work, again, because that would be taking from one domain, from one person's to another person's roof, which is forbidden. Now the Gemara says, regarding this machlokes about Rav and Shmuel, Amar Rav Yosef said, Lo yishmi lahoshmaitza. I didn't hear this statement. In other words, I don't accept the statement that was said in the name of Shmuel, that you say good asik b'mechitzis, that you say that the walls extend up when it's not recognizable. When we have one building and the other one's attached, and therefore the roofs are like one big roof, then I don't agree to this, that's to say that Shmuel had said that one has the walls go up even in such a case. Amli Abayi said to Rav Yosef, At Amrit Nahalan. Not only that you're telling us you don't agree to this, you told us this statement in the name of Shmuel. Vaho Amrit Nahalan. I'll even tell you on what halacha you had told us this halachic statement of Shmuel, that you do agree that the roofs do go up, the walls do go up, even when they're not recognizable, when the buildings are attached, which is a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah says, Gag Godol Hasamach L'Katan. A large roof, which is near a small one. And that is, for example, let's say they're in the shape of a T. And that is, you have the larger one that extends beyond the smaller one on either side. So therefore, again, like the top part of the T is the gadol, and the small one, the cotton, opens up into the middle part of the gadol. On that, the Mishnah says, ha-gadol mutter, the large chatzer, the large roof is allowed to carry from one in their own area, that is the dwellers that live there, they could go ahead and carry in their whole roof. And that is even according to Rav. That is, Rav had just told us before, you only let it carry on Dalet Amos of your roof if it opens up into the other roof. Even Rav would agree you could carry in the whole roof. And the reason is because here you have the lower walls that are visible, that extend, let's say, on the T, on either side of the smaller one where it opens up into the larger one. On either side, they're recognizable walls. And therefore, as we had mentioned on Amud Aleph, everyone agrees when the walls are recognizable that you say good asik, that you see the walls extending up. And therefore, there are basically boards, which are these walls on either side, that are going up, that are enclosing the upper roof, which is enclosing it from the smaller roof. Now, although it's breached open to the smaller one in the middle, that is considered for the larger roof at least as a Pesach, as an opening. And therefore the smaller roof does not make it forbidden on the larger one, because that's like the halacha, which is when you have two courtyards and you have a Pesach, you have an opening between them, as long as it's not totally breached, we say that each one could carry in their own separate area, and they're not going to make it forbidden one and the other. So therefore the larger one could carry on his roof, because again, even Rav would agree that you have those gifufim, you have the opposite sides of the T, which is enclosed from the small one, that is considered, that is closed, and then the middle part that's open is considered a Pesach. V'hakot nasa. But the Mishnah says, but the smaller roof is forbidden to carry, the people from in the house cannot carry on their roof. Because in relation to them, their roof is totally breached to the people of the larger roof, and therefore you can't view it as a Pesach. A Pesach is that it's closed and there's a doorway that opens, but here it's totally open, and therefore the people of the larger roof make it forbidden on them, because now they're parts bimalua lamakama ashlan, to a place that's forbidden them. So that was the statement of the Mishnah. Again, the larger roof could carry, the smaller roof cannot. And then you told us, you Rabbi Yosef, told us in the explanation of this Mishnah that Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that Shmuel said to explain this, that Lo Yishanu, we did not learn that the smaller roof, the people from the house, that's the narrow part that opens up into the larger part of the T, that they're forbidden to carry on the roof. Ela sheyesh diyurin al zeh v'diyurin al zeh. Only if there's dwellers that frequent both the roof of the big one and the roof of the small one. And people are constantly going, why would that be a reason why now the smaller one would be forbidden? Because the havi laha the cotton, because now essentially the roof of the smaller roof is mechitzin addresses, is a wall that's stepped on. And therefore you can't say good asik, as if we see the wall extending up that's between the small house and the big house, separating the two of them, because people are constantly going from one part of the roof to the other. And therefore that part that's breached, which is where the small one is totally breached to the big one, although even if you would say that the walls are there, but people are walking all over it. But if there are no dwellers that are constantly walking from one roof to the other, where there you could say good asik, because now there's no contradiction to these virtual walls, just like we say by Gedoyim Baikim, but when the goats go, you can't say that you see the walls going down, you have goats walking through it. Here also you have people walking throughout the roof, from the small one to the big one, the big one to the small one, that whole area is like the wall's not there, because people are not walking through walls. So if there's no wall, then the small one is forbidden. But if there are no people constantly walking from one to the other, then you could say good asik, and then shnei mutarin. Then, although our Mishnah said, that Mishnah later on said that the small one is usher, in such a case, when the people are not constantly walking, then the small one would be permitted. And even the small one is permitted. Now, you see that even by a wall, which is not recognizable, which is that case when you have the T shape, that they're both flush one with the other, still Shmuel says, well, at least in the case when the people are not constantly walking, the concept of good asik, that you see the wall extending up, unless if they're attached, as we said, because then you can have a problem of one walking to the other, but we see that you do say it even when it's attached. So how can you tell us that you don't agree to this statement of Shmuel when you yourself quoted this statement of Shmuel, an explanation of that Mishnah later on, which clearly says good asik, even when they're attached, and that is as long as there's no people walking, that will not invalidate this halacha of the good asik. Samalei Rav Yisrael responded to him. He says, Ano hochi amilcho. You want to know what I told you? This is what I told you. You're mistaken. I didn't tell you what you just told me, I said. Lo yishanu, I had said as follows. We didn't say that the larger one is permitted to carry on his own roof, only if around both roofs, on the smaller one and on the larger one, that there are walls surrounding the roofs. Now, not everyone, generally, you don't go ahead and necessarily enclose your roof. The case that we were talking about, that the larger one is going to be permitted, is only if that each one had walls around the place of the roof itself. Now, since that everyone's enclosed, the gadol mishtri begifufi, now the larger one is going to be permitted because of, now that we enclose, again, besides the area where they're open to each other, but let's say you have a T, and as if you enclosed the T on the outside with walls going up, you made it like a three-dimensional, so then you would say that the larger one is permitted because what do we have now? We have the extension of where the T goes beyond of where the line goes into it, that now that's mechitza is separating the larger one from the small one, and as we had explained, and the area that's breached to the narrow part is like a Pesach. The cotton, if it's bimilui. However, as we explained before, the smaller one would be forbidden because it's totally breached to the larger one. Aval ein mechitza loyal zeh v'loyal zeh. But if you don't have walls surrounding the T itself, you don't have walls surrounding the larger roof and or surrounding the smaller one, then shtein asurin. Then they're both going to be forbidden. And the reason is because then the smaller one would make it forbidden even on the larger one. And the reason being is very simply, because then you don't have any more this concept of gifufi, of the extensions of the T going up, to consider it that now where it's breached to the smaller one as if it's a Pesach, as if it's an opening, because we need to have a recognizable Pesach. We can see that there's a doorway opening up one to the other. However, people don't make such a type of a Pesach when, in other words, when there's no real walls. Although virtually we say good asik. But the virtual wall that we have is not enough to see that the area that is open is an opening of these virtual walls. That's not enough to make it. And therefore, what Rav Yisrael is saying, that no, even Shmuel would agree that it doesn't help to say good asik michitzasa, to create these walls to separate the two that you could carry in the area itself, because that would not help. That would be considered as if they are totally breached. You can't make a virtual wall and then to see the area that's breached as if that's a Pesach of these virtual walls. And therefore, that's what Yisrael says, and therefore it's not a riot from this halacha that I said, because if you want to know what I said over there in that Mishnah, this is what I said. On that, Abaye retorts to Rabbi Yosef, how can you tell me this is what you said? I remember clearly that when you explained that Mishnah, you said over the statement of Shmuel, you were talking about dwellers. Now, the way I told it to you, that there's it depends if there's dwellers on this one or that one, we find that Shmuel would agree to say good asik mechitzas even when they're flush one with the other, even when the mechitzas she'en nikaris. And therefore, that would be a right that you yourself agree that Shmuel says, even in such a case, good asik. But the way you just described it, and therefore you're saying it has nothing to do with saying that you would not say, according to Shmuel, good asik, when they're open one to the other, when they're totally breached. But what was the element of diurin that you had told me? On that, Rabbi Yosef answered. He says, "I'mri lechu diurin. If I told you anything about dwellers, if I had mentioned in my statement that that's why you're getting confused about what I said, so then hachi amri lechu. This is what I told you." And as Rashi explains, this whole conversation is because Rabbi Yosef had gotten sick and they had forgotten his learning. So many times we find throughout Shas that Abaye was telling him, You're mistaken. You yourself told us this. And therefore, this discussion ensued. The Rav Yisrael was trying to tell him that, no, it's not like you said I had said. And that is, if you want to know what the word dwellers was in there, this is what I told you. That loishanu, we did not learn that the smaller one's going to be forbidden, both for the people of the smaller house, that they can't carry in their own small roof, and both that it cannot be carried in the small roof for the people of the larger roof. That's only if you have walls that are fit for dwellers. In other words, what it means to say is that you have concrete walls that are there that are going to stay, that are surrounding it, as I had told you. That it meant about that you're surrounding the outside, like the three-dimensional, surrounding the T itself. That is when we said that you have a fit wall al zeh on this one, in other words, on one of the roofs, u'mechitza ru'i ledir al zeh, and you have a wall surrounding the entire roof on the perimeter, on the outside, on the other one. Then, essentially, each one is revealing his intention that, hey, I want to use my roof. That's why I'm closing in. Why would I put walls on top of the roof unless to show that I want to use my roof? And this is why he said that, if you want to know why I used the word dira, this was the point to say that each one wants to use his roof. Then, the gadol mishtri begifufi, then the larger roof can use his roof because he has, again, what's extended on either side of the T, and therefore what's open to the smaller roof is a Pesach, and the smaller one doesn't make it asr on him. The katan, if it's bimilui, but the one of the smaller roof is totally breached to the larger one, and therefore that's in a case that the smaller one will be forbidden not only for the smaller people, for the smaller house, the smaller roof which is open to the larger one, but even the larger roof cannot use the smaller one. And that's because since his nifrats bimilu is totally open to the larger one, he's going to make it a problem even for the people of the larger one to use his roof. Why is that? Because since the people of the smaller house on the smaller roof, they went and made walls around it, essentially what they're showing by that is that I want to use it. Which means to say that I'm not giving up my rights to this roof. I'm not relinquishing it to you. Although essentially we find that he can't use it because he's totally breached, but he's showing that I want to retain it. So I'm not giving it up to you. So you're right, I can't use it, but you can't use it either because I'm not giving up the rights to you. But if there were only walls surrounding the perpendicular part of the T, the larger part that extends out, the top part of the T, that there, there's walls around that person's roof of the gadol, ve'ein ru'i l'dira ala katan, but there were no walls which were fit for dwellers to use the roof surrounding the smaller person's roof, then afila katan shoyla b'nei gadol, that's what I told you regarding dira, that then even the people of the smaller roof, that the roof itself of the smaller one is going to be permitted for the larger one. Now, my time, what's the reason over there? Why would that be that now the people of the larger roof can go ahead and use the roof of the smaller roof? The reason is, kivin delay oven mechitza, since the people now of the smaller roof, and it makes sense why they wouldn't, because they can't use it anyway. They didn't make walls to show that they want to use it. So saluki saliku nafshayu, so therefore they're showing that the people of the smaller one are removing themselves, mehacha, from here, from their roofs, and therefore they were meichelet. They totally relinquished their rights to the roof and they said, hey, you can go ahead, you can use the roofs, kala kavod, because we can't use it anyway. We totally breached you. And that was the lesson that Rabbi Yosi was saying. If you want to know, if I used the word dira, it wasn't like you had said this whole Torah, that it was regarding the different dwellers walking all over it, and then that's a problem. But if not, then even the smaller one could carry, which would show that then that the idea is because you have the mechitza that would separate, even when they're not nikaris, which was how we had quoted the Shmuel in the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Yosi says, I don't have such a tradition. I don't hold that Shmuel says such a thing. He would not hold, rather he would agree to Rabbi in such a case, that when the natnikars, there's no such a thing as a mechitza is going up. Oh, but what did I say in Shmuel's statement later on that Mishnah, which you wanted to learn, sounded like I was saying that same thing? It was a totally different halacha. And that was regarding the mechitzas that are surrounding the area. That regarding those mechitzas, then if there's dira, if it's royal dira for the smaller one, that's when we said that then the larger one cannot carry in the smaller one. But if the smaller one did not make mechitzas, then he's showing that he doesn't want to use his roof, and therefore he's relinquishing his rights to his roof to the people of the larger roof. And therefore, again, the people of the larger roof, they take domain over not only their roof, but even the roof of the smaller roof. As the Gemara shows, a similar type of a halacha. Kahadam Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman said, Asa Sulam Kavu Lagagim. If one person made a ladder that was permanent there for his roof that he constantly wants to be able to go up there, Hutu B'chala Gagin Kulan, now he's permitted in all the roofs of everybody's roofs, not only for his own roof, because what happened is that since he himself made a ladder, nobody else made a ladder, so then even according to the Rabbanan that say you're not allowed to carry from roof to roof, here they would say that these people are showing by the virtue that they don't have a ladder, that they don't want to have to use their roof, and therefore they're relinquishing their rights to the one that actually did go ahead and make a ladder. Similarly, the Gemara says, I'm a buy it. Bana aliyah gabi beis. If somebody makes a second story on his house, so generally everyone is, let's say, a ranch, everyone has just one story, and this person goes ahead and he makes a second story on top of his house, and now he's surrounded the whole roof with walls for the second story, because that's where they come out from. They come out on the roof, and to protect it, they have walls around his house. V'asa lefaneha daka arba, and then he made a small type of an entryway, which is called a daka, which is at least four tefachim, that opens up to the side of the roofs. So then, Hutr b'chala gagan kulan. This person is permitted to use all the roofs. And again, that's the same idea because he's revealing his intention that he wants to use the roofs. And they're not particular about it because we don't find that they made a second story or to have ladders going up. And therefore, they're relinquishing the rights of their roofs to him. And this person that made the second story that has that door opening up onto the roofs, he can use all the roofs himself, even according to the Rabbanu. However, interestingly, the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, pa'amim shahadaka l'isser." Sometimes, let's say there's a second story, and the guy has this little doorway opening up to the roof. It could work to the detriment of that person as a prohibition. That is, even according to Reb Meir, that he says all the roofs we view as one rishus, and that you could always carry from roof to roof. Here, with this little doorway, it'll make it forbidden on him to carry to the other roof. How so? Hey, chedami. The Gemara says, "David lahadi tarbitza debase." When he has that this little opening of the second story that he made, that door opens up to the area of the garden of his house. that since it opens up over there, whereas regarding the rest of the roofs, he doesn't have a doorway opening into it, rather it's closed off. On that we say, the Amar, we continue on top of Tzad Yamar Aleph, Linturi Tarbitzahu de Yavida. Why did he make the small little door? Obviously because he wants to be able to watch and to protect his little garden that's there. So therefore, essentially what you're doing is by making the daka open that way, you're showing that you're removing yourself from the roofs because that's why you're making the doorway here and not there. Therefore, you could only use your area here and not the rest of the roofs, even according to Reb Meir, the same principle, but in reverse, that you are removing yourself from the rest of the roofs. But essentially what the Gemara concludes is that Reb Yosef held that Shmuel did not say good asig by mechitzas that are not nikuris, and that this idea that he had mentioned about the urine, again, was about the concept of ro'u ladira. In other words, is my roof inhabitable by making walls around it? And that there, when you did make mechitzas that ro'u ladira, where you're not revealing yourself, that you're removing yourself, that is when the small one is forbidden and only the larger one is permitted. But when he did not, then would say that the larger one can not only use his roof, but he could even use the roof of the smaller one, because then he's relinquishing, as we had these two other halachas, that when someone does and the others don't do, that's showing that they're machali lagabe, they're relinquishing their rights, and therefore that person can use not only his area, but even the other roofs.